Hello! Oh my goodness gracious.
Wow.
We're halfway done.
Almost halfway done.
We're only minutes from halfway done.
Minutes from halfway done.
Yep. As we bring to a close day two of New York Comic Con 2014.
It is Friday, and it's almost over, guys. It's almost over. But it's been a fun time. Still a lot of great cosplay. Still a lot of shit cosplay-y.
Cosplay-y.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. But we had E-Rock here.
Yes, we did.
Earlier. So check out if you have Sirius or XM, check out that show tomorrow night.
I believe so.
I believe it's tomorrow night on the, what are they calling it? Open Radio?
Uh-huh.
Open Radio, which I believe is 103 XM and 206 Sirius.
Something like that,
I
yeah.
I think.
I know the 206 and sounds
if,
right.
And if not, just dig through YouTube.
Yep.
So
and
yeah.
I made the long trek, a journey, if you will,
yep.
to Artist Alley.
To visit our old booth.
Yes, it's still there.
Oh, wow.
It's like we never left.
I don't believe that.
It did take me about 45 minutes to get there.
That's crazy.
Which was a new experience. And I was walking Indeed. On the fringe. Like, I wasn't walking on the wall. I mean, right. I mean, through the floor. I was literally walking on the fringe of the convention, the parts that are supposed to be moving more rapidly. And...
still 45 minutes.
It still took me 45 minutes.
Might as well just like go out and come back in.
I actually did a small jog to get back here.
For to get like before we closed?
No, it was like 8 feet and I stopped jogging. But I mean, just a very small jog.
That's to funny. Get. I didn't even need to make a joke. You just went with it.
I know.
I
knew
that.
Where you were going, yep, so yep. I just jumped in the way of it.
Yep.
Yeah, but I got to see. So I'm looking forward to walking Artist Alley tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to us getting some interviews from people. Hopefully we're going to be able to get some people over here.
Yes, we have a lot of good stuff that we plan on doing
yes.
for you.
Schedules are crazy, though.
Yes.
So I might have to take the remote and go do some stuff that way.
Yep.
And to play on a future episode.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't gotcha. Think we can actually put that in there right from my phone, I don't think.
We'll see. We'll see. And if we can't, we'll figure it out and we'll release an interviews episode like
oh,
we
yeah.
did last year.
Yeah, that was a great one. We
yeah,
should totally
good.
Do that.
Yep, yep.
And let's see. What else was I... Oh, I made it to the Weta booth. This is an update.
Yeah.
An update. The Weta booth is freaking amazing.
Yes. How is Smaug?
Smaug is pretty awesome.
I heard it opens its eyes if you get close enough.
It does. I think it's a visual effect, though. I think his eyes don't actually physically open. I think what they've done is they've
no,
molded
they
him with eyes
they
shut.
They do, because I've watched the eyes open from here.
Yeah, and so there's a lighting effect behind those particular areas of his eye.
You mean there's no moving part.
No, there's no moving. I don't believe
I
there's a moving
was,
part.
I think it's one of those things like when you walk closer, like lenticular.
No. I think
gotcha.
Periodically the lights just come on,
got
and
it.
It's in such a way as to have those particular pieces of the sculpture be light. Like see-through, so it kind of looks like the. It's kind of an amazing piece of work, and it is enormous too.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Enormous.
Yep,
what a great selection they had over there of everything, Lord of the Rings, and all their projects related. I picked up a couple things which I enjoyed, and what else? It's Scapegoat. Did you see some good stuff while I was gone?
No.
No?
No, I didn't.
Nothing? No good cosplay?
I did see Princess Peach from the new Mario Kart game.
Oh, yeah?
Which is actually really cool. They built their own little cart, and
uh-huh.
like, there was someone pushing them around and stuff. That was really cool. I think we have a picture of that. Some other, you know, some okay stuff.
Cosplay-y?
Yeah, a lot of cosplay-y.
A lot
of that shit.
Well, we're going to bring...
And a lot of stuff that I've never fucking seen before. I don't
a lot
know,
of that.
I don't know, like, what the Japanese character on the back of your sweatshirt signifies. I'm
well,
sorry.
You're
going to start asking people.
I'm just saying you're getting older.
I mean, I am. I'm getting
That's
old.
All I'm saying.
We're getting too old for this shit. That's what it is.
We're all too old for this shit. And we will bring the second day of New York Comic Con to a close.
But we want
to
see you tomorrow at booth 127, where we will be still giving out fantastic exclusives like the D4, L3K, R2 Dalek.
Yes.
The Moogs, the Blind Bagged, Baby Deadbeats, some awesome stuff from all of our friends. Some prints from Vegemation. I call it the wrong way now.
Yep.
And
from Doc A.
Yeah. Some print from Doc A, which is going really quickly too.
Yeah.
Which is pretty surprising.
I think we'll be out by tomorrow.
Badass raffles. We got some cool stickers that you can come grab for free. Some pins that you can pick up on the cheap to support the show. So
and special guest star OG will be joining us tomorrow.
He'll be back with us tomorrow. We missed him, but it'll be good to have him back.
I think we muddled through, is what I would call it.
We made it.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.